99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hope your day's going well. I'm John Potter. Phone number 775-884-9910. Just me this time on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. As we just heard on Fox News, the latest on the submersible situation, authorities from the U.S. and Canada today said they will investigate the cause of the fatal Titan submersible implosion that killed five people. We have the Transportation Safety Board of Canada looking into it now, and an investigation from the U.S. Coast Guard, and also the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. The mothership, which deposited the Titan submersible on its doomed journey to the Titanic, has just returned to port in Canada. It arrived this morning, and that vessel took part in the search and rescue efforts before its remains were discovered Thursday. Now there is talk of restricting or discouraging those vanity trips into space, like what Jeff Bezos and William Shatner did, because of the risks involved. Now, everybody has an opinion on what happened there, and I'd like to hear yours at 775-884-9910. I'd very much like to hear what you think about this, because I have a take on this, which I haven't heard or seen from anybody, and it certainly has not been reflected in the media. But this is a take that, listening to the coverage of the tragedy, I just have to bring up. You know, the original HMS Titanic was an incredible ship which came across a circumstance that overwhelmed its technology. A horrendous and heartbreaking collision of man's science and hubris against nature. The Atlantic Ocean, again, has humbled man with its horrible power. It was man's pride, or would you say vanity, that sent more than 1,500 people to their deaths in 1912 and five more this week. There is something about that little patch of the Atlantic that reminds us of how small and powerless we are against the dangers of arrogance. There's no such thing as an unsinkable ship, and as we have heard over and over again, you can't cut corners with safety. How many times have we learned that lesson? The dreams of men are routinely and randomly crushed in the face of nature. Now, I, and chances are you too, are astounded that this experimental craft had no tether, no beacon, no escape hatch, no transmitter, no plan B, and consequently no hope. The makers of that sub had absolutely no idea what depth would be fatal. It was a Russian roulette mission, and even if it had been possible to locate the disabled sub in the minutes after it went silent, there was no way, no means to lift it, to rescue it, no way to deliver it, and no hope of escaping it. It wasn't located minutes after it went silent. The alert wasn't even sounded until 8 hours had passed. They kept waiting for it to bob to the surface for some miracle of or some miracle of radio communication to occur and for everything to be better. The wreckage of the Titanic has been scanned and mapped out and studied. Real explorers went there once, and others have followed in their wake. But the era of discovery on Titanic is long since ended. There is nothing to be gained by rich men taking cell phone pictures through a porthole. It wasn't a science or research mission. I tell you what, it was great TV with the networks all buying into the myth that this ghastly event at an old tragedy was normal and exciting. They went to a cemetery, folks, and they put up a carnival in the waters where mothers and children drowned below decks in third class, a place where over 1,500 people died, and yet promoters turned it into something of an almost voyeuristic enterprise. I'm sorry, but this tragedy was neither romantic or adventurous or scientific. It was a fool's errand which came to a horrific end. Hearts are broken, lives are lost because a poorly designed vessel failed, because safety standards were ignored, because harm was not anticipated. It was basically a very expensive roller coaster ride at a poorly maintained amusement park. So the North Atlantic claimed five more, lost in the search for a thrill. The vanity of man is eternal, but so too are the rolling waters of this great ocean. I heard on one network that these missions that are going on now were designed to inspire young people. You're not inspiring young people by dying in a foolhardy mission. And I know that sounds terribly harsh, and to be honest, that's what got me in trouble on the news, telling things as they are, but it's a tragic event that has to be shown as it is, without the glorifying that the media does. Now, sometimes a human is required to be on board to accomplish a mission in a risky environment, but you can see, not this time, because there were remotely controlled subs like the one that was deployed to confirm the destruction of the human-occupied sub. So it wasn't necessary for the thrill seekers to be there to lose their lives. What's your take, folks? What's your reaction to this? Again, 775-884-9910. Now, nobody else seems to dare approach the subject. Well, you know, it's considered tasteless to blame the victims. Not so much blaming the victims is what I'm doing, but blaming I just shook up by the loss of life, especially the young man. One of the men brought along his son for this, and I rarely do you see something as wasteful as that, especially when they had no idea how much this submersible could take in terms of pressure. No idea. So, and when you use it over and over again, certain cracks or something can happen. Now they're saying that carbon isn't really the right structure or form to use for a submersible. I don't know. I just think it was just incredibly foolhardy. And I hope that things like that are discouraged from here on out. And then the resources, too, that are tied up trying to rescue something like this. It was a real downer, I'll have to say that. And we don't need that. No, we don't need it. It's wasn't scientific. It was rich people, just wanting to take selfies. That's my hard take on this. Let's go to the phones. Chad in Reno. Chad, what's your take on this, what we were just talking about?
You know, the water is a very, very, very powerful place. It's been the most powerful place on earth forever, and every time I go take my boat out in the water, I'm terrified to death of what could happen when I'm out in the water. And to take these people down that far, it just bejeebies me, man. I don't understand why.
Oh, you know, when they were describing what this was like to go down there, you sit in this tiny thing in total darkness. They don't turn on the lights because they're conserving energy. And you're dropping down there for close to 3 hours in pitch black in a tiny quarters like that, in basically a tin can. I know that's a harsh talk day for me. You know, I just can't picture it. Again, this is why I call it a thrill ride.
It's more than a thrill ride. It's a death ride at every opportunity for catastrophic failure. You don't go down that far, man. Divers don't do it. Submarine, our military doesn't do it. unless they have to. And it's a dangerous freaking place.
Yeah, it is.
It scares me to death, man.
All right.
Love you, John.
Well said, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Now, see, Chad and I, we're this is the viewpoint I haven't seen at all on the media. The media's presentation of it, oh, so sad and tragic, and they're almost like they're heroic for being in this thing. Just ridiculous. Phone number, once again, is 775-884-9910. I do feel bad about the lives that were lost, very bad, and I guess that's really is what triggering my anger that they... Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, John, we got a text in. Didn't give any information as far as who they are, but I'll just say the last four of their phone, 8592. They say, John, I agree with you, as I usually do.
Wow. Now, let's not get out of hand, folks.
Keyword being usually.
I'm still going to say stupid things, you know. I thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. All right, folks, we'll keep on the topic as long as you want to talk about it. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. We're going to take a break and be right back a couple of minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, I'm John Potter, and sometimes I use words I don't understand so I can sound more photosynthesis. It's 11:21 right now. One local topic I want to get into also. Still talk about the submersible if you want to. 775-884-9910. But I got to talk local, too, because that's the whole purpose of this show that we do each and every Saturday morning between 9 and noon. This is for the locals. I have been thinking, the last couple of days about the reality of what we're living in Reno and the reality of two Renos. And when I say Reno, I mean our whole area. There's the city of Reno, and there is our region, which you know, but many newcomers may not. That includes Sparks, North Valleys, South Reno, Stead, Old Southwest. It's a vast region that covers much of northwestern Nevada, part of what we just call Reno for short. There are two worlds here. Number one is delightful. It's a packed Lawler Stadium, or being on the field watching the Wolfpack fighting for their season record, or it's at Aces Stadium seeing the team, regardless of the score, just folks having a great time. Last week, Kathy and I went with some friends to take part in a trivia night at a local lounge. We visited the reopening of a new Raley's on Keystone. We saw a live jazz combo another night, the youth concerts at Pioneer Center. I love sitting in that beautiful place with a bunch of proud parents and music lovers enjoying incredible, delightful talent demonstrated to all. Always love going to a Reno Phil concert. Wonderfully skilled musicians and a bunch of great people in the audience doing something wholesome and positive and good. We have weekends of festivals going on this summer where people by the thousands across our region are going to have a great time, right? You see so many folks doing something positive and good. I love our neighborhoods, our countryside, where you can go back in time. You drive through the vast majority of our neighborhoods, and you will see cause for rejoicing. Some of the homes we have are among the most beautiful imaginable. And I don't mean the big dollar homes. I mean the regular blue collar middle class homes where people like you and I live. How blessed we are. There are neighborhoods in the old Southwest you can drive through where your eyes just bug out. It's so beautiful here. Look at those trees. Look at how well these yards are kept and stuff like that. And again, it's not necessarily the big, rich people houses. the Raise Your Family, Pay Your Bills houses, where you drive by, you feel the spirit of joy and family that's in them. We have, all our economic obstacles notwithstanding, a rich blessing of prosperity around here. In this weekend and the other weekends of festivals coming up, people by the hundreds of thousands across northern Nevada are going to have a great time. There is so much good here, and that is absolutely one of our two Renos. You know, when they have these kind of lists that come out now and again, you know, the best place to live or this, that, the other, you could absolutely look at that one Reno and say, this is arguably one of the best places to live, not just in this country, but anywhere on God's green earth, right? Then there's the other Reno, where 12 men were arrested this week in a prostitution and child exploitation sting, where a drug dealer with 30 pounds of meth was just sentenced to 25 years in prison, and a serial rapist was just sentenced to 40 years, where yesterday and last night, the Washoe Sheriff's Raven helicopter was out flying over the city, assisting Reno police on several code threes. I counted three of them at least in one day. We recently had sirens and police helicopters chase and apprehend a wanted man just a few blocks from where I live. We're having another month of more people evicted from their homes because the rent's gone up too high. Just this week, people told some heartbreaking stories to the Public Utilities Commission about how they couldn't afford another NV energy rate hike. And by the way, this latest energy rate hike is a 3.3% increase. For some who are on the edge, that's a backbreaker. That Reno is real. We have a city government which, you know, is not all that impressive. We have squalor in the city. There are neighborhoods where there is plenty of trash on the street. I always see garbage lying along the sidewalks when I'm jogging along the river, along West Grove, along Limberry, in full view of the visitor staying at the Peppermill. They look out their hotel window and they see all this trash on Limberry, which has been there for years. And there's trash down by the tracks at West 4th by McCarran. Drives me crazy. That is a real Reno. There are two Renos. One is the best place to live on earth, and the other is a hard to live in area. The two live largely in peace side by side. There may be some elbow running, but by and large, those two Renos just function separately. But I will sit in a beautiful concert hall, either Nightingale at UNR or the Pioneer Center, watching the Reno Phil or the Chamber Orchestra or a visiting show, seeing wonderful people all around, incredible talent demonstrated by the musicians. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is Reno too. But how did it come to be that there are two Renos? Well, the progressive narrative is that one oppresses the other, that somehow the prosperous, happy, and peaceful Reno exploits and marginalizes the violent and impoverished Reno. The happy ones are the evil ones, and the unhappy ones are victims. That's the progressive narrative. Their explanation is that one creates the other through oppression, that prosperity oppresses those who are struggling, probably driven by race or something like that. So one group lives in great difficulty because of some evil act by the larger group. But they're wrong. And I say this as a person who loves all of Reno, who spent most of his life here, who feels at home in both Renos, running around Old Southwest or walking along East 4th Street. What happens here is you have different people making different choices, and that's the origin of the two Renos. There are an awful lot of people in this area who make wise and appropriate and positive choices, which lead to generally good outcomes for themselves and their communities. For others, who are concentrated in the city of Reno. Too many have made poor decisions, which lead to poor outcomes for themselves and for their neighbors and community. It really is, at the end of the day, no more complex than that. Now, that may set in motion certain things that feed upon themselves, but that's really what it all boils down to. And the choices we make collectively, the choices that you will make through the course of your life, are essentially a reflection of family and the people around you, helping you make decisions that lead to positive outcomes. And there's a segment of our population that makes decisions that lead to negative ones. And each is, by and large, lying in the bed which it has made. And I don't say that to criticize anybody. I say that to hopefully empower everybody. You get to make your world. Yes, there are obstacles and difficulties, and the vast majority of us have faced them at some stage of our life, or will face them. And the very large majority of them will overcome them, but some will not. And some will unfortunately make life decisions which will lead not upward to happiness, but downward to misery. Some people will make decisions that will make their community better, and other people will make decisions that will make their community worse. That's just the reality. The reality is there are two Renos, by and large, because one chooses a path that leads upward, and the other chooses a path that leads downward. That's it. It is not, in my honest opinion, from some evil external force. It isn't a grand plot to benefit one group of people out to screw over another group of people. Life is, you sort of get to pick your future situation. Yes, there are handicaps and challenges. Yes, people have certain advantages or disadvantages at their birth. But to be honest with you, over my 69 years of life thus far, I've never seen a situation where either of those conditions at birth, advantage or disadvantage, I've never seen where they had to stay with somebody if that person didn't want them to. I've known plenty of people who are born with a silver spoon in their mouth and were able to turn their life into crap by poor choices. And I've known lots of people who were born with absolutely nothing and with every disadvantage, who were able to turn their lives into something by making other choices. And this is not a philosophy of condemnation. It's a philosophy of empowerment. It's your life to live. You choose what you make of it. And if you choose to live in the gutter, well, then you will. If you choose to lift yourself above the gutter, you will, right? And it might be a zigzag path either way. Nobody gets it right all the time. Nobody gets it wrong every time. But if your desire is to improve, if your desire is to be happy, if your desire is to live at peace with the people in the world around you, you probably will. But if your desire is something else, you'll probably go that other way. And so, you know, I'm not out being critical here, but like I talked earlier, when you run through a street that has garbage alongside it, East and West 4th, Limberry, Grove, and I'm not putting any neighborhood down. I love our neighborhoods. I run there and I go there because I feel good there. I feel at home there. These are not evil places with evil people, but it's all from the collective choices, the poor choices of a lot of people. Some areas of poor neighborhoods, the yards are perfectly kept. You won't find any trash anywhere. There are poor neighborhoods that are that way. Blue-collar neighborhoods that look great. You go down Pyramid Highway north of McCarran, or the neighborhoods around Bering Boulevard and Sparks, the houses on Vassar east of Virginia, or the little homes around Wooster High and Corbett Elementary that I drive by here on my way to the studio on Saturday. There's not much money there, but there's a lot of self-respect there. The streets are clean. The yards are clean. Why? Are those people somehow advantaged? No, they just made different choices. And so I'll shut up. This is all simplistic, and you all know this, and I'm wasting your time. But any philosophy that tells you that you're the victim of some outside force is a philosophy that weakens you and ultimately enslaves you. On the other hand, any philosophy that says your future is in your hands and you make the choices that steer your ship And you can choose to steer your ship in a positive direction no matter where you are or what your situation is. That is empowering. And it also happens to be true. And instead of letting this too Reno thing be a cause for anger and division, let an honest assessment of it be an opportunity for empowerment. You can fix the problems in your life, and you can make choices that will take you to better outcomes. And you can find happiness if that's what you want to walk towards, and that's what you want to work for, right? And don't let up. One thing about our current times is when the haze clears and you recognize that life just got serious, and you've got to climb a ladder, and the ladder is not always cooperative, if that makes sense. The people who have done well for themselves, nobody had it easy from all the people I knew. So, like I said, I'll shut up now about this. It's just something I kind of am passionate about and try to help people. And, okay, I'll take a break. I'll shut my mouth. It is time for Fox News, too. My job, by the way, is to hear from you. That's my job here. And our phone number here is 775-884-9910. What's your take on that, or the subject we were talking about earlier, or anything you want to bring up? Because it is basically open topic and it's local. 775-884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time is 11:35.
It's no Las Vegas, no Atlantic City. The streets are dirty and the girls are cocaine pretty. Put it all on black when there's no place left to go. There's only one road in and one road out. One road in and one road out of Reno.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Hello, hello, hello. It's 11:42. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local each and every Saturday morning from 9 to noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Let me see. The good news about the weather is when I came in, it was 64 degrees at 9. Right now, it's 73 degrees in Reno. The weather is outstanding. Let's check traffic here. Trying to be as full service as I can. Injury accident in Fernley, that's 50 alternate in Fernley at the moment. Also an injury crash in Silver Springs, and that is on northbound off 50 and State Route 439 at the moment. Both injury crashes. I think I got into this last Saturday nagging everybody to be very careful driving. Nobody listens. Oh, my goodness. I wrote this down too before my printer stopped working. Folks, the dramatic drop in test scores for American school children will not be answered with better education. It will be answered by a call for the elimination of testing. Just you wait. Which, by the way, it's already happening. Not here, but in other parts of the country, eliminating testing. As for the printer, I have to say, is there any item more emblematic of our throwaway culture than the computer printer? I have five in the garage that computer and software companies say are outdated. Can't bring myself to trash these things. You put them out for a garage sale, nobody will buy a used printer. So I guess I have to trash them, I guess. I don't know why the government doesn't go after people like Apple and Microsoft and what they're doing just to sell new software and new hardware. Craig's an engineer. He knows. I mean, these updates, my laptop works the same as it always has. I don't notice these.
They're designed for obsolescence. Yeah, I gotta say that word, yes.
Exactly. And now the refrigerators and the dishwashers and such
microwaves
are designed for that. The microwave situation I went through. Frigidaire microwaves. 2-year warranty. It'll stop working a week after 2 years in a week. Replace a fuse, that doesn't work either. Any good shows to watch there, Craig? I've run out of good shows to watch.
Well, I've gone back to a couple since we're in the point where the shows have taken most of the summer off, and because of the writer's strike where they're not going to be able to start doing them until later in the season. I'm going back to some of my old favorites, like Suits, and you know, one of the attorney shows way back, and that's on the CW. Also, they're a client of ours, by the way.
These are reruns, right?
These are things that have been, they did nine seasons of this, and they haven't been on the air now for about 5 years. But yeah, I'm going back to stuff that was right at 2010, 2009,
Suits,
2010.
That's a show with Meghan Markle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'll avoid that.
The Duchess of York, yes.
I'm like you. You know, this is a sad life, but Kathy and I, the highlight of our week is watching the once-a-week Fugitive rerun with David Jansen on late Sunday night.
That's our retro TV?
I'm spending a lot of time on MeTV and Antenna TV. What does that say? These new shows, and like you said, the writer's strike. All the late-night shows are reruns. There's no Bill Maher anymore on the HBO that I'm paying money for.
Right. Are they going to give you a refund for the time that he's not on the air? No.
But I think, you know, watching the old shows, you notice something. I think whenever, like, a comedy show goes serious, it marks the end of the show. When a sitcom gets serious, the end is near.
When they're being comical and still have a point, have a moral to the story, they're fine. But as soon as it gets, like you say, serious, and the moral becomes even more.
Remember when Frasier got all serious, with Frasier getting fired and Niles and Daphne breaking up and getting back together? MASH, boy, that's a good example. MASH getting really serious. It got to the point where we were watching lectures there near the end from Hawkeye, signaled the end. Remember Mad About You when what's his name and Jamie separated? Remember when Rhoda got married?
Oh yeah.
I said when things get serious and getting married. Well, it's the way they presented it. Was Seinfeld ever serious? No, I don't remember ever an episode where Kramer came down with a disease. Ward Cleaver didn't suddenly have a drinking problem on Leave It to Beaver. It's called situation comedy because it should be funny. And it's unfortunate, but there's always a time in every good TV show when it starts to go bad. I can remember noticing this when I was a kid, you know, on the Flintstones, when that Martian, the Great Kazoo, kept showing up. I knew that was the end of the Flintstones right there. Or the little kid with the glasses showing up on the Brady Bunch. My goodness. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. 11:48 is our time, so we have just a few more minutes to take your calls at 775-884-9910. And we'll be back to take those final calls after we take this last break. I'm John Potter at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
I just used the last 5 minutes to write down a list of 10 shows that died because of one thing or another, which I'll get into in just a moment. I'm John Potter, phone number 775-884-9910. Let's go to the phones, calling from Reno. It is Janet. Janet, thank you so much for joining this Saturday morning show.
You are welcome, and I appreciate what you said. It wasn't to me a rant. It's just the way Reno is, and I appreciate it. He stopped me in my tracks. It was amazing.
You know, when I hear people that say, either they love this town or they hate this town, the town isn't perfect, and it's not all terrible. But like I was saying, there are two Renos. There's a side that is just the best of all, and there's the other side. And when people say, oh, you know, this is bad because people were not given the chance and they were discriminated against and such, and so many excuses out there. We're really a country that you can succeed if you don't look upon yourself as a victim. And that was the message from Martin Luther King Jr. Do not be a victim. You have power, more power than you think to change your life.
Exactly.
And it just comes from good decisions or bad decisions. And if you make a bad decision, you can, like I said, the path is not a zigzag. Everybody goes through that. Nobody has a charmed life. I don't know anybody who did.
I guess my husband was poor, and he lived here. He grew up in Reno, and he's very, very successful now. I mean, we're not millionaires or anything. We're very, very comfortable, but Reno is where I moved to from Sacramento.
Really?
Like 25 years ago.
And I'm sure, even though he's very successful now, I'm sure he had his low points.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he started. Yeah.
Yeah. I was living in a rooming house once and tried to make a frozen pizza with a hot plate. That was my hope. That's a true story. There was a time when I was getting books about how to live in a car.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they made books. But I just wanted to let you know, is that speech recorded, your rant or whatever you want to call it?
It's podcasted, our website, 991fmtalk.com.
Oh, okay. And just I want my husband to listen to that.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, click the podcast tab and click hour 3 of this date. It should be there. Craig does.
Shortly. Okay. Shortly. It'll be there probably about 10 minutes after the show's over.
Don't lose it. Okay.
I can't do it before the show ends.
Okay. Well, Janet, thank you for calling.
Yes. And I appreciated everything you had to say. It brings it to a point where there's two Renos. So, well, thank you.
All right, Jana, just call me Preacher John. Somebody's going to do that sooner or later. Okay, these 10 shows I wrote down when they went bad. Three's Company, when Stanley Roper got replaced. Even though I love Don Knotts, just wasn't the same. The Waltons, when John Boy went to college and they would just show him writing at a desk. Family Ties, one word, Nick. Happy Days, either when Chachi started showing up or when the Fonz cried after Richie's accident. I'm not sure.
I think that one is when they jumped the shark.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Fonz crying. What are you trying to do there? Moonlighting, when Dave and Maddie became a couple. Love Boat, when the captain's niece showed up. You know, when that happened, Isaac never served drinks with the same panache. After she showed up, you could tell. The Brady Bunch, when Mike got a perm. I just could not look after that. The Today Show. The Today Show ended when the monkey, J. Fred Muggs, left. That was the end. Good Times, when they killed off the father. Scooby-Doo, when they introduced Scrappy. I just couldn't warm up to Scrappy. Dallas, when Pam woke up from the dream. Channel 2 News this morning. I'll let you fill in the blank. What else did I want to bring up today? I wrote this down. I don't know why I wrote it down. Something made me write this down. Giving money to the government is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys. All right.
I would concur with.
I must have had a reason for writing that. I can't remember the subject that.
You'll remember it sometime in the middle of the week. It's your advancing years.
Yeah, because I'm 69 years old. It's great being 69. I have an excuse for everything stupid.
Yeah, like miscalculating that you were 70?
Oh, now that was embarrassing, yes. I spent the whole morning that Saturday talking about I'm 70. I'm 70 years old. And then I took a look and, oh, my gosh, is that a sure sign or what? All right, we're down to the final minute. I appreciate y'all folks tuning in. My final words to you this Saturday, today they are, tough times never last, tough people do. And remember, worry ends where faith begins. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give that gift away. Now, next Saturday, we've already lined up some very interesting folks, some guests. In the meantime, you can always write me at, Craig, I don't know what my email is anymore here. What is it?
Weekend@ebc.media. Weekend@ebc.media.
Okay, see, the EDC thing is new.
Yeah, so, EB, yeah. Evans Broadcast Company, ebc.media.
It's .media. Okay, weekend@edc.media. There you go. I'm John Potter. Have yourself a great rest of the weekend. Talk to you next Saturday.